You would not think that a cold winter in Russia qualifies as news. But temperatures have fallen so low they are intolerable, even by Moscow standards, as low as 30 degrees below zero Fahrenheit. More than 300 people have died from exposure in Moscow alone this winter, including five just last night. The cold wave is calling attention to a problem that authorities would rather ignore, the homeless on Moscow streets. NPR's Lauren Sheets has more.
Galina, who is 57, has been living around the Kursky train station for 3 years. The station's a hangout for some of Moscow's estimated 70,000 homeless people. Most here exist on begging or doing odd jobs. But cold winter nights like this one are a battle for survival for people like Galina, who's dressed in a filthy overcoat and white basketball sneakers with no laces. It's 15 below zero Fahrenheit, and frost is forming under Galina's nostrils. Galina, who seems mentally ill, says she sleeps wherever she can, sometimes in the railway station. Tonight, however, she's been kicked out by police, so she's sneaked into a suburban train. These elektrichki, as they're called in Russian, are considered a low-class form of transport, and many people ride without tickets. Galina curses a train conductor who tells her to get out of the car. The conductor eventually grows tired of Galina's tirade and simply stalks off. Galina will ride the train all the way to the end of the line, then return to Moscow in the morning. That's better than being beaten by police at the station, she says, a complaint of many homeless in Moscow. Many have also seen fellow street people freeze to death. Galina tells of a recent incident. I was looking for somewhere to pee, and I stumbled over him, Galina says. His skin was already blue. I saw a policeman walk right past him, and 8 hours later, his body was still there. No one even bothered to pick up his corpse, she says. That's the kind of attitude the aid group Doctors Without Borders is fighting. It's launched a campaign called Indifference is Murder. 304 человека погибло с 1 октября. Dr. Alexei Nikiforov heads the project. He announces the death toll so far this year. 304 people have frozen to death, many of them intoxicated homeless people. Nikiforov says 2,500 people have sustained frostbite or hypothermia. Doctors Without Borders has opened a small center in this middle-class neighborhood. Street people come here for basic medical care. The staff helps arrange for them to go to one of 8 homeless shelters the Moscow city government recently opened up on the very outskirts of the city. Staff sociologist Svetlana Trifonova says few homeless people know about the shelters. They are afraid of the authorities, Trifonova says, adding many homeless people distrust anything run by the government. Trifonova says homeless people are also weary of hostility from average Russians. Even this tiny two-room center has enraged the neighbors. A woman confronts Dr. Nikiforov outside. She says the homeless people who come to the center defecate in the entranceway of her building. Their loitering frightens people, she says. Mark Walsh of Doctors Without Borders says the government is still grasping to even understand the phenomenon of homelessness. He says such hostility stems partially from a history of denial in the Soviet era that homelessness even existed.
There were homeless people in the Soviet period, but they weren't recognized. It was illegal to be homeless during the Soviet times.
Walsh praises Moscow authorities for opening the 8 new shelters. He notes, though, that the shelters are at the extreme edges of the city, far from where homeless people congregate. Doctors Without Borders has lobbied the city to open subway stations on extremely cold nights. But so far, the government has ignored that appeal. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.